Do I keep hanging up on you? I thought I put you on hold.
Yeah, no, it clicked on me. I'm just trying not to have the rep send me another call in the meantime, but
I got
hold. Yep.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Okay. I have to go downstairs to the shop. They're having a problem with something. So, two things. Number one, the reason I have all these verifications, I have a friend of mine. She does digital marketing, but I don't know that she's doing it to the degree that you are.
Google has the Google partners for a reason. Pretty much, this is how Google monetizes. This is how they make their money. About 85% of Google's income comes from business owners that have ads or have Google Places placements. So the only people, as of 2020, that they've been giving access to the algorithm that dictates the ranking, are their Google partners. And that's because, you know, we're right across the street from them and they want to make sure they're getting paid. So there's no no longer SEO companies and, independent, programmers that don't have a relationship with Google that are going to be able to actually
I go way back to when Google Ads first started and it was pay-per-click. We were in the automotive advertising business and everybody was clicking on each other's ads to draw down their bank.
Yeah, they've gone through that too. Yeah, they have ways of screening that too. They monitor the IP address.
That was the Wild West back then.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we had to work through, and it's a lot better than a lot
more.
But
this is back in
early
2000s, before anything was going on.
That was in its infancy. See, our company was established in 2004, so that was even before Local Splash existed, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. We started out actually as an SEO company, and then we became a Google partner in 2014. So we've only been a Google partner for about 8 years now, but we've been in business since 2004. So
I'm still fixated on those days, so I'm always skeptical because there was a time when I knew ad agencies that would go to a dealer, you know, a big automotive group and say, listen, I guarantee I'll get you first place whenever anybody types in Amityville Toyota.
Mm.
And, of course, you type in Amityville Toyota, the only one that's going to come up is Amityville Toyota. And
right.
They weren't that bright to know that nobody was doing
Can't do
anything
that.
Special.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
no.
wasn't anything special. It was
Google even monitors and records all of our calls. So there are a lot of things that we can't say because of people like that, you know. Like, we can't guarantee you customers. You notice I never said, oh, you're going to get 100 clients. You know, I had to correct you when you're saying, hey, am I going to get the number one spot? It'd be an easy sell to be like, yeah, you're going to get the number one spot. But the reality is that would be a lie, right? So you have
the only thing I can tell you about Angie's List, they've got something there, but it's not perfected, and 50% of their leads are a waste because you get them in you can never get a hold of the customer, even when you know they have these opportunity leads. And if the person you accept it, and if the person accepts your invitation, they're doing it right there. So my understanding is it's immediate. So you call them back within 5 minutes, and now you can get the person who just accepted the invitation.
Yeah, it might be like an
hour. The Nigerian scammers are also. Have infiltrated their system. So you're getting these guys who are in Nigeria and, you know, they want to book the business with you and send you checks. And they're not real leads either, obviously.
Right. Yeah, they've been accused of a lot of that. So, you know, that's kind of the problem with the lead gens is you're paying for things that oftentimes aren't turning into anything. Whereas, with this type of system, you know, it's $249. You're not getting charged on an individual basis throughout the month. All we're saying is that we'll put you up there as a top recommended option. We won't even guarantee you a certain amount of leads or calls or clients from it. Google just doesn't want us doing that because it's, you know, if I promise you you'll get 20 and you get 18, we lied to you to get your business. And that's just not really ethical, you know, especially with a month-to-month service. If you find that we're being dishonest, you're just going to cancel. So we're not going to end up building a long-term business relationship with somebody like that.
I like what you're saying, so it's worth giving it a shot. The second thing is, obviously you're going to take a credit card, right?
Yeah, we do have to gather billing information and secure that for a smart payment.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to ask you to do, because I'm going to push this into my next billing cycle, which
okay.
This isn't to get you off the phone, because I'm going forward with this.
Okay.
You have to trust me on it. Is my billing cycle either ends tonight or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to push it into my next billing cycle.
Okay. Well, what I can do is I can gather the first month's payment today, but I can set it up so that moving forward, you know, you get billed on like the 10th or the 11th, whatever your preferences are.
Yeah, and then when are you going to put through the charge though, today or tomorrow?
I would do it today. I would secure it. So that way we could take it off the board and it's not going to anybody else.
I don't want it to hit this billing cycle.
Hmm.
I want it to hit tomorrow's billing cycle. I go into my new month tomorrow. So I've just got a lot of added expense on that annex bill, and it's...
Okay, I got you. So you don't want the transaction to clear today.
Right.
Okay. I could do what's called a post date, if that works for you, where I would still gather the billing information, but I'll set it up to process tomorrow morning, and then we could follow up that payment process with your client interview.
All right, let's do that.
All right. So on the first page of Google, it's going to sound a little repetitive. I know you have your Google business profile here, but in case there is any changes, I just want to confirm everything. The primary line of contact is the number that we're on?
Well, which number did you call? I have the business line ported to my cell phone.
Okay. So 732-567-1488 is what I have here.
No.
No?
Okay. No, I want... Put our regular line, 732-678-7584.
Okay, 678-7584?
Right.
Okay. And what's your last name, Roland?
Banks, B-A-N-K-S.
Oh, nice. Okay. And then what's your business email, or I could send you everything in writing?
Well, that's why I don't have one right now. I'm using a Gmail account. It's rbanks.
Uh-huh.
ST72@gmail.com.
Okay, and don't worry, I put in the request for you to get the G Suite email developed. But as of right now, I just need something where we can send you, you know, invoice receipt so you can still write it off, and then the outline of everything in writing because of the discounts that I've applied. And then the street address that this Google PIN, the 70305 that you just gave me, what address was that sent to?
270 Drum Point Road.
Okay, so it's still the same thing that we have on file. Okay.
Yes.
No changes there. All right. 08732, right, zip code?
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect.
No, 08723.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry. Dyslexia, I guess. A mild case. It's not that's a dumb thing to say, but I guess. In the moment, that's what happened. All right.
Well,
and
if I'm
then,
lucky, you'll put it in for $2.59.
I won't make that mistake. Let me tell you, they definitely it'd come out of my pay. User error -$250. Okay. And then, how did you like the hours of operation for your business listed on Google?
That's a good, I like to say 24/7 because I feel like I'm 24/7.
Mm-hmm. I can do that.
Is that realistic?
Yeah. I can do it as open availability. So that way it just always looks like they can call you and then you can kind of hash it out from there.
I owe you $5 because I didn't have any change. Go ahead.
I got you. I left it as open availability, basically 24/7. Yeah. Open availability. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So for a post-dated account, I'm going to take it off the board now. That way
hold on one second.
You.
That has to go to green. All right. Go ahead.
Sorry. So for a post-dated account, I'm going to take it off the board. So that way it goes to your company. I'm going to take it off the board today. But what happens is I'm going to gather your billing information, and then it's going to be set up to auto-process. So I'm not manually processing transactions. They don't let us do that. It goes into a VeriSign secure database for your protection. So it's going to automatically process your payment at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
That works? Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then when it goes through, it's going to be in the amount of $349 because of that one-time $99 setup fee for your .com website that we're going to develop and host for you.
Okay.
And then each month after that, it'll reoccur on the 10th day at $249. And it'll stay $249 as long as you're with us, unless you decide to go into Google Guarantee and we cross that bridge. I'm assuming.
And you have the what do you have the company named as? I'm just making sure you got
Assurance Home and Garden Care LLC.
Yep.
Yep. First letter of every word is capitalized. LLC is capitalized, and the asterisk sign is present for the and sign.
Okay.
Okay. Looks very clean. Looks good.
Good.
Okay. And then, how would you like to secure that first month's payment?
Amex.
Amex. Okay. They do say that Amex charges us usually about a 6% from our merchant processing, or 5%, I think it is. So they say to ask for a different payment method, but if you don't have it, obviously, worst case scenario, they say to accept it. So,
yeah,
that's it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Is that your business account? So it's under the business name?
No, my personal name.
Okay, so it just says Roland Banks. Is there any middle initial on the card?
No.
No? Okay. Is the billing address the same as the street address that was PIN verified?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, right. No. The billing address is 72.
Okay.
St. Lawrence Boulevard.
St. Lawrence Boulevard. Okay. And that's Brick Township?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. And the zip code 08723 as well, or?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and update. All right, so American Express is showing me it's a little different than the other cards. It says there's 15 digits on the front. If you could read it from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
3717.
7-2-0-1-5. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
10/24.
And then there's a 4-digit code on the front.
Yeah, it's 20. Oh, no, correction. It's 9021.
Okay. All right. And then upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to get a welcome text message as well as a welcome email. Loaded with information about what to expect as a new local Splash client. It'll have a link to your account dashboard and tracking system, as well as a username and password, and a YouTube video that'll show you how to use that account dashboard and tracking system. Now, your account does have a security question attached to it, so if you're ever concerned about somebody calling you and you want to verify the identity, if it's us, likewise, if you call in and you're asking us for your billing information when your card's already in your pocket, we're going to ask you the security question, right? So you can use your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one works best for you?
My mother's maiden name, Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
Okay. All right. Okay. And then after your payment clears tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, there will be a client interview. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. This is where they go over which keywords that you want to be listed for, the service area, and then obviously getting started on your website. So they'll ask you some questions about that just to make sure we're representing you properly, getting you qualified calls. We do ask for an hour window to complete that. What time would be best?
Probably around 3.
Okay, let me see here. Pull up this calendar. 10th. 3 Eastern Standard is 12 here. They do go to lunch 12 to 1. So I should have said this. We have a 2 to 3, and then we have a 4 to 5.
4 to 5.
You want to go 4 to 5? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this to your current Gmail account. You'll also get a text message 1 hour prior to the appointment just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know at that time, and then I could always reschedule the client interview.
Okay.
But I do want to get that done as soon as possible. And then the last thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to leave you with my direct number and extension. I'm going to text it to you, but I would also like you to write it down if you can.
I can't. Not really. You can text it to me if you want or email.
Okay. Okay. Bear with me for just a moment. I'm going to send it to you in a text here. Yep. So I'll be your account lead. If you want something done quickly, you can always just call me directly. There's also a 24/7 customer service department available to you here as well. So if it's outside of my traditional work hours, there'll still be a American speaking, fluent English speaking rep here to assist you at any time. Okay. All right. And then let me know when you get that. It should just say, hi, this is John. Let's get your business to the top of Google today. And I'll say, contact me at.
What did you text?
Ah, that's it, huh? So it switched the number when I put the other phone number in. So the 678-7584 is what received it.
Yeah, I don't have that phone. No.
Oh, you don't have that phone with you now?
No.
Oh, okay. Let me send it to the other one. Bear with me for just a moment. There you go. Got it?
I got it.
All right, perfect. So assuming everything goes correctly tomorrow morning, you know, thank you for signing up. Obviously, welcome aboard to the local Splash team. I'm looking forward to developing, you know, a long-term, profitable business relationship with you. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you know, don't hesitate to give me a shout. I'm also going to send you an email address this evening if you can. Send in any logo that you'd like used for your website if you have one. If not, that's okay. We can help you. And then also any photos that you'd want pertaining to the landscaping side of your business for this current. Well, actually, no, we could do the roofing stuff. So any photos, actually. I'm imagining at some point we're going to advance into that Google guarantee. So
yep,
might as
absolutely.
Well have, yeah, I might as well have that going already for the site. So any photos, logo that you want for that .com, you send those in. And then that way, once we get to our client interview tomorrow afternoon, they'll already have them at hand.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
We'll absolutely.
We'll speak soon.
No, you're very welcome. You have a great evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, bye.